Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, on the internet. Contact information is Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. And the call-in number for this show tonight, or this afternoon, is 646-378-1297. Our topic today is, this afternoon, is mindsets. A mindset is called a stronghold in Scripture. It has a stronghold on your thinking. Mindsets can be taught from family, environmentally taught, experiences that change the way you view yourself, victim mentality, for instance. Proverbs 23, verse 7 has, as a man, meaning mankind, thinks in his heart, so is he. And I'd like to pray now, and particularly, Father, we come boldly before the throne of mercy and ask for mercy on these families that have been victimized in Orlando, Florida, the 49 people that were killed and people that are recovering, the little child that drowned, and the singer that was shot. And we know, Father, that we live in perilous times. And so today we offer our minds to you, and we ask you to help us to renew our minds and to be transformed. We seek the counsel of your Holy Spirit to guide us in all of our affairs and helping us with wisdom, understanding, and grant us your grace through Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to share some interesting facts with you. Prior to this shooting, there were potentially five discordant sky placements, and during that catastrophic event. And Neptune is gradually going retrograde. That will continue until 11/19/2016, and during this process is squaring with a vista and causing stress and strain, and there's a lot of stress going on in politics right now. And these placements preceded that shooting, and I thought it was notable. Some other interesting facts from the Hebrew calendar, the month of Nisan. 14, the Passover lamb was offered in sacrifice, and that's when Passover was instituted. And several years later, on Nisan 14, Jesus was sacrificed. And God commanded that the Passover be kept as a memorial each year forever. And Jesus asked his disciples to celebrate Passover in remembrance of him until he returns, especially the communion. So I think there's no such thing as coincidence, and that's very interesting information as well. And getting back to mindsets, today's world is just really full of cynicism and skepticism, and our scripture for this is Genesis 3, when God said from the sweat of your brow that you would bring forth your harvest, and also the curse between male and female, the desire to be over the man, but that he would have dominion over the woman, and thank God we're free from that curse. And Galatians 3:15 says Christ has redeemed us from the curse. So we're free from that curse. And I want everyone to realize that this is an alpha year. In an alpha year, you're supposed to learn something, some type of revelation that will change your life forever. So in Luke chapter 5, it talks about putting a new piece of garment on an old, and then the wineskins, you don't put new wine in old wineskins because they will break. Well, what that means metaphysically is that we cannot take spiritual things, the promises of God or the finished works of Jesus and put them on old mindsets. And that's when we fail, that's when things break apart. And Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will see, you will see, you will physically see, and you will see lasting change, endurable change in your life. We must change the way we think, and we must realize that some of these mindsets are keeping that from happening. And nothing will change in your life until you change the way you think. Okay, I'm going to take some calls here. Okay, here we go.
The little thing that, so this won't roll around, you know, the little blue thing?
Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me, Daisy?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Hi,
the background noise.
Yes, I'm stepping away. Yes, hi. I was wondering about what's going on with my car situation. My son had a slight incident in it yesterday. So I'm wondering,
okay,
how soon will I get it back, or what's going to happen with that? It's been a huge ordeal with that. I have to go through my insurance,
okay,
and so on and so forth. And I'm hoping they don't have to total out my car.
Oh, my goodness. First card says you're weary with this and very disappointed. It's kind of a bad experience for you. And they're going to be responsible. I mean, is this a front-end thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I'm picking up, a front-end thing. Okay. So there may be some extensive stuff here, but they're very good professionals, it looks like. And it looks like you're going to be able to overcome it.
Okay, so they're not going to total out my car. That's what I'm really concerned about, because I'm not ready to purchase a new one.
I think they're going to be able to fix it from what I'm seeing here.
Okay, good. Will my friend help? Great.
Okay. Look at that. Yes, he wants to make peace with you. So, you know, sometimes when, since we're talking about mindsets, we might as well talk about this one. Sometimes when we feel,
yeah,
people feel guilty, they want to do something nice for somebody so that it eases their guilt. And that's kind of what I'm looking at here, that he's failed in a lot of ways with you. He wants to make peace, so it looks like he's going to help you.
Okay. And will my son change,
okay,
his mindset about what's going on with him? My son, LJ. Will he change his mindset about what's going on with him?
There's a change in the way he thinks. He's still fighting with some, you know, we fight with our demons.
Yeah.
But his desire is very strong. He is working on himself, so I see a good change.
Oh, sure.
Somebody
finally
is strengthening. There is some, I have a counselor or a teacher or somebody that seems to be helping him.
There's a lady across the street from me, and she's been talking to him. Is that her name?
Okay.
Is Margaret. Is her name Mark? Is that her, Margaret? She's an older lady.
I don't know, but she, yeah, she's helping him.
She kind of lost her job, so they've been, you know, he's got moved up and gotten two jobs since then, but I think she's still communicating with him, you know.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think it's kind of helping him, somebody on the outside looking in.
That's true.
A mindset. It's, you know.
Yeah, mindsets are, you know, they're taught, or we talk ourselves into them, and they're strongholds. Mm-hmm. And one real stronghold I can think of right now is addictions, you know, addictions.
Yes.
That's a very stronghold on a lot of us, you know. I mean, I'm right up there with Oprah. I like my bread.
You remember those, and I do have that issue, so... That's why I have my own donut roll around my waist, so I understand that.
We're confessing, Father. It says to confess, and he's faithful to help us with it, but I do. I love my bread.
Breads and dessert. No. That's me. Cakes and cookies.
Yeah, me too. Well, God bless you, and thank you for calling.
All right, dear. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Okay, good.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See, we just confessed our faults there, which is, although sometimes you wonder who's safe to confess them to, right? Well, I trust God in all areas of my life. Let's take this next call here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
That's
what
great.
Can I do for you today?
I guess an overview. I was lucky enough to talk to you earlier this week on Keen, and, you know, things have been rough with work, and you're welcome, and you know, lots going on with my parents, so definitely need some guidance, please.
Okay. Well, you've been through it, you know. I have the moon in the present line, which means that you've been taken advantage of somehow. Now, that could be at work, but you are going to get secure, and you, or it could be emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You're completing.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Well, that just means that. That's still affecting you. You know, emotional center is amazing. It just never forgets pain. And that's probably one of the helping aids that makes us focus on the pains in our life. We focus on them, but we need to focus on the solution. Those are mindsets, too, that we get ourselves into. And emotional center will put you there. And I show that a man did, you know, kind of break your heart here or disappointed you. But now is a time that advancement is coming, and you're going to be rewarded now for all your hard work. You've been working hard, right?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
I've sacrificed. Feel like I might not have any friends left by the time I'm done with grad school in December.
You keep going. You keep going. You've come this far, and this is great. I'm glad that when you get done with grad school. But the remainder of this year, October shows something very special in your love life. Very special. But making peace with somebody too, and understanding probably the whole thing of why it happened.
Okay.
And a really good job in the future, too.
Okay, great. Great. And my parents, as you know, I'm worried about them. I help them as much as I can.
God bless you.
It's definitely
a sacrifice.
Hard.
It's not easy, you know. It's not. Okay. That seems to be the an area that really concerns you. And were they sick?
Both of them, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. They just
yeah.
have trouble financially.
Yeah, because I have a lot of physical suffering. And
definitely.
It's all around health issues. But you know what? Your mom in particular is really, your dad's going by his intuition. He's really, looks like he's spiritually connected with God. Not saying that she hasn't, but she's like trying to figure out a way how this can all work, because she's so proud. They're both proud of you, but they're proud of you, and they don't want to be a burden to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I see improvement.
Okay. I'm going to keep working and looking to every single possibility I can for them. And I thank you. Thank you so much, Janet. I'll keep praying and
I have a lot of resources for California, but I don't know where you're from. But there might be some national things that I'll send you minutes on Keen, and we'll look into that. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
your help.
Send me an email.
It's
remind
always
me.
Great talking
I...
with you.
Thank you. God bless.
Absolutely. God bless you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. My life can handle us some hard tasks at times, right? But I want to remind you that readings are as good as your perception to them, because as a reader, sometimes we clear people's subconscious mind without even knowing it. And when you see the pain or a pain or something that is involved with a person's, the factor, that's a large factor in their life. But how we view ourselves is a large factor in how we perceive any revelation. So what you want to think about will create, what you think about will create how you act, okay? And how you act will determine your habits. Your habits shape your character, and your character shapes your destiny. And God gave you a higher destiny, which is available to us, and we need to access that. But the best way to respond to prayer work or to revelation that's given to you in a reading is to, number one, think positive thoughts. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5 says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Remember strongholds. "Casting them down, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." And that's what we mean by taking your thoughts captive. Speak positive words. Remember in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you want to speak good blessings over yourself. When we complain, we keep ourselves stuck. And it reminds me of the little story about Br'er Rabbit and Tar Baby. And he's hopping down the road and he speaks to Tar Baby. Tar Baby doesn't answer. So he says, "It's a little louder. I said, howdy." Tar Baby don't say anything. So here's Br'er Rabbit. He's getting angry, angry, angry. So he hops backwards and he goes, "I said, howdy." Tar Baby don't say nothing. So he just takes a big whack with his foot. Whack with the other foot, and all, next thing you know, he's stuck in all that tar. So remember that complaining and all that, I mean, sometimes we have to release things. That's a different phase, but just keep on focusing on how bad things are. And do positive actions. That's the third thing. And as you do those three things, you will see better energies manifest in your life. I'm going to take another call here. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I'd like to get a hold of you.
Okay. Things are going to start happening quick for you. The first card is the Knight of Swords, which is a quick resolution to something. But you got to deal with not letting fear get a stronghold. That's a tough one. I still deal with those things today. But you need to be brave and take those thoughts captive that say contrary to your you're going to be made financially secure. You've had a period of time where you've been very concerned and kind of miserable and lonely and a little anxiety, but that's all ending now. It's in the passing influence line. The better part of your destiny is going to start happening. You're gonna achieve recognition in this lifetime, and there is, you know, you are going to do something different than what you're doing today, and it's going to give you a lot of security. You're also security is in both areas, not just in finance. But my last card is the Ten of Cups, which is a happy marriage, happy relationship, and it should start happening, things should start happening to where you can see that, you know, I mean, there's a process to go through. It's not like instantaneous. When you see instantaneous miracles like that, like at big crusades and things like that, those are for unbelievers. We're believers, and we have to go through a process. Like, there's going to be some training, and but you are definitely going to be very secure. And it starts, that process starts for you anytime now. Okay?
All right. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Okay. Let's get another call here. There we go. Come on, computer. All right, here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet. It's Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so my question is in regards to Kenny. It has been 2 weeks today since I've heard from him. I do plan on sending him a text on Sunday on Father's Day. Do you see us getting back together? Does he want a relationship?
Okay.
Are things, is he going to communicate?
The first card is success, overcoming obstacles. And, you know, things and challenges. And recently there was a challenge with you two, and but you're going to overcome it. You know, sometimes you don't realize what you have until there's a time away from it, separation
mm-hmm.
from it. And so he went through a lot of inner conflicts and wanting things his way and kind of, you know, took things wrong. But he now he looks like he's changing quickly in the way he – there's still a little fear there. Obviously, there was a trigger that happened with him.
Uh-huh.
And but he's balanced that out. He's going to be fair. There's an offer coming from him, and that's going to be a nice gesture from you because he's not really sure, you know, it's like, okay, I haven't called. I haven't been in touch. Then there's that whole thing that maybe you're angry, and then maybe I'm going to get yelled at, or maybe this is going to get worse. But when you reach out, that'll break the ice of that because there's fear involved.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he'll be okay. I mean, we will move
yeah.
forward. Okay,
yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right along here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Hi. I want to ask about career. What's coming up
okay.
in my career area?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had to walk outside. I'm in a restaurant. What's going to happen with my career? Am I going to
well,
stay
you're
at my
unsatisfied.
Job?
You're unsatisfied right now, and you know you're having a struggle with it, and but things are going to turn out fair. They're going to balance out here. You're going to have some sincere action that's going to take place here in just a few days.
Oh,
not
really?
Weeks.
Like
a few days.
Days. Okay.
Like an offer
you.
For offer to take a trip and also
oh,
advancement.
Okay.
And there's a man
finally,
behind this.
Finally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this
my
week
boss.
Coming up.
Because mm-hmm. I told my boss, hey, I was fed up with the nepotism, the favoritism around here. What's going on, you know? What happened to our mission statement and our standard operating procedures that should take place? So I guess he's hearing what I was saying.
Well, it's good that you spoke up, too, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you have to get to a point where enough's enough. You know, we're in this
mm-hmm.
world. And we have to survive in this world, but God wants us to thrive more than survive. And survival
absolutely.
Mentality is another mindset. I mean, we're just, that's inbred in us. But we
yeah.
have to realize that God wants us to thrive. And it looks to me like you're going to be blessed here this next
thank
week.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo.
Yep.
It's a lot going
thank
on. I really have been working at it. So and praying on it. So thank you, Jesus.
I know. Well,
yes.
Right now, you know, unfortunately, evil forces are very strong. This is where God talked about what would happen in 2 Timothy. Perilous times will come about rioting in the streets. And boy, we have certainly been seeing that. And, you know, inclement weather, all the signs are out there. So
yes, it is.
This is why he prompted me to come on the radio to help everybody.
And I love your show. I really do. You give a lot of positive energy and the spiritual empowerment that we all desire or whatever. We need that. Thank you
so
much.
We sure do. Hey, you know, you teach
dear.
What you need, too.
That's
I
right.
need it, too, folks. Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your help. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, let's move right on here. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Okay, I'll try this again later here. Well, you know, Jesus said to us to love one another, and loving someone, and I don't want to leave this earth. I'm 73 years young here. I act young. I mean, before I came on the show, I was outside working out by, you know, raking and picking up and getting rid of, I live in a high fire danger area, so you have to keep all that pine needles and stuff away from the house. Because you don't even need anything to start that. You just throw a match to it and that goes up. So, you know, I just try to be healthy, eat healthy, and that's all having to do with good thinking, you know, and exercise, you know, helps you to stay young. And, you know, Jesus did a lot for us, but it's up to us to take control of our thought life. And our job has to be to eliminate bad thinking from our life. You know, I'd like to go over a few mindsets with you that kind of stay in our way, keep us from some of the things you need to know. These may not apply to you. Some may apply to you. Some may not apply to you. A big one is I can't. That one is crippling. It just, or I don't have enough, I'm overwhelmed, something bad might happen to me or to my family, I'm worried, my life is not as good as others, my life is not significant, the grasshopper mentality, the performance mentality, what's wrong with me, that's just the way I am, don't get your hopes up, I'm not smart enough, the victim mentality, it's no use, I have to settle with what I have, whatever happens must be God's will. I'm limited by my financial status. And the list goes on and on and on. So we have to replace those thoughts with no one can keep me down. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I take full responsibility for my responses in life, my attitudes and my decisions. And we have to do that. Okay, I'll take another call here.
Well, hello. How are you? Do you recognize this voice?
Hi.
It's me, Linda. It's me, Linda. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Linda's not happy.
Linda, you're right there in Florida. We pray for those people. That's so sad.
I know. And I got to tell you, the people here in Florida are outstanding. I mean, like, even the stadium is filling up with things. The baseball stadium, $5 tickets, all going to benefit those people. I mean, just functions being run every day for those people. It's
hooray
not,
for Florida.
It's not quiet.
God
here.
Bless you.
I'm in Tampa, so
that
is
so wonderful. I love, you know, it's terrible that we have tragedy, but when people come together like that and give, and that is wonderful.
I know.
That is wonderful. You never know what life's going to hand you.
Oh, I know.
What can I do for you, sweetie?
Help. I'm sad. I went by my daughter's place, and she's missing. She's not there anymore. She doesn't live there anymore. And I go on, been verified, and it says that she is related to this abusive guy that she's with. Did she marry him? I'll kill her.
Okay.
I'll kill her. Physically, don't call me that type of man. I'm going to kill her. She's already drove me to high blood pressure. I don't need no more trouble. She married
no.
him, didn't she? No?
No.
Oh, thank mm-hmm. you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I don't want him to be my son-in-law. Okay. I want my relationship
no,
with
and-
him.
This relationship is headed for failure. You're going to see a change here very shortly. In fact, there's another woman involved.
Excellent.
He's seeing
I'm
another
happy
woman
to hear
besides
that.
Your daughter.
Excellent.
Pardon?
Good, because they just, I said, that's excellent. They just moved, and I don't know where she moved to, but I will find her. She can't
well,
hide from
I think
me.
I think it's going to be easy. I think you're gonna get good news here very shortly, because when I talked earlier about the facts that I was introducing, this Neptune retrograde, it's still in Pisces, which it'll be in that sign until 2025. But it's been revealing stuff. Now it's really going to reveal some negative stuff. We're going to find out stuff that we may not want to hear. But you know, it's we need to know about it because it needs to be stopped.
It's
there's a lot of corruption.
Correct. Yeah,
there's
it's
a lot
awakening.
Of corruption.
I know.
Yeah, it's an awakening. Thank you for that word.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to get real good news on that here pretty soon. It could be as little as 3 days, but it's not more than 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not done with you.
I'm not done with you.
I just texted my ex for some free concert tickets because I'm not going to go because it's too far away. And I offered them to him, and he messaged me back on Facebook. My air conditioning went downstairs. I had to sleep downstairs, and I was thinking of you. I was like, oh. He's thinking, boy, I make a mistake letting that one go. I'm thinking he's thinking that. Is that true?
Let's look at that.
Yeah.
Well, I recall, you know, I don't recall. I'm going to tell you, a lot of times, you know, and it's for our own good that we forget things. And it's not the age thing. It's been that way when I was reading when I was real young. I don't remember things until I come back into your presence and read with you again. But it's coming back to me that we saw the fact that he was going to do that. He was going to regret it. And you're absolutely right. He's beginning to regret it.
Yeah, because he found out from his friend. See, I put a little, what do you call it, bait on the hook. I told his other friend that I was friends with first, Tom. I said, Tom, I always go to this place and I dance every Saturday night. Want to come with me? So I kind of threaded the bait. But it worked, and I'm happy because now I can relax and get over it. My finances, every time you've been telling me it's going to get better for a long time, and this is the month in June is supposed to happen. Well, I keep getting hit and bombarded with these big bills, like, okay, I didn't pay my toll, $100, blah, blah, blah. Keeps going on. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me. Another bill. And I'm just like, and then I lost my weekend job today to a girl who they like better. So that's $100 I'm out of the week. And I'm like, what's going to happen?
I want to remind you that you really were at a point where you've come out of a huge amount of stuff.
Okay,
and God,
He's not going to abandon you now.
He's not going to abandon you now. But sometimes when something that hard comes at you, that means your miracle is very close. Your
the devil's
breakthrough.
Attempting
your, mm-hmm. So, constantly.
I have St. Michael the Archangel.
Jesus defeated him 2,000 years ago. But the only thing he can do is offer suggestions or stimulate your emotional center to get you to cave in. You know, those are all his tricks. So, it says that you also have another archangel that's given you vision, which is Gabriel.
I do.
St. Michael's around you, too. So you have both these angels that are working with you, and at least you're willing to make the necessary effort. You know what I mean? But
I'm not
things should start improving. There's something. There's a windfall of money. There's a windfall of and it's rewards of past things that you it's like
sacrifices I've been through for many years. Is that what it is?
We just got through Passover season, and we just got through Pentecost, which was on the 12th. Those are God's feasts. Well, at the beginning of the year, God told me that this was a year of letting go and ushering in. Well, over Pentecost services, the Spirit of the Lord told me this is a time to release and receive.
Okay.
Release the fears of the way you're like, and in the middle of all that, we need to find something to get happy about, because as soon as you start rejoicing, you attract more happy things to you.
Okay.
Don't focus on the fact of what's happened. Focus on the fact that you're going to be very victorious, and there is something coming anytime now.
When you talked about in the beginning mindset stronghold, the first thing you talked about is I have weak about thinking about positive things that I needed in my life and my affairs when you were talking about our affairs. And I just can't get over that weakness. And I think, is that a problem for me? Well, I have to be, how do I get stronger? I mean, I'm trying, but I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Am I making sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
You're making sense. Okay. The big thing is winning the battle of the mind. Our battle is in the mind, and then the enemy gives us things, you know. In 1 Kings 18:21, God says in His Word, "How long will we waver?"
Oh, I remember that.
Okay, we have to choose. Okay. We have to choose that this is a year of jubilee, and that Jesus defeated the devil 2,000 years ago, and this was His purpose for coming to the earth. 1 John 3:8 says, and he completed that purpose. The devil does not have power over you. He's just going to try to convince you in your mind that he does. You just rebuke him, stand up to him, keep speaking. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. None of your stuff's going to work. When he bugs me, I tell him, I'm going to have a revival. I'm going to put on some tapes. We're going to have hours and hours of preaching, and he leaves.
Yes, he does. Oh, I had a dream about somebody who passed away. You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
I had a dream. He was in my dream, and he touched me. But
Angels. God's been sending angels, but he's been requesting that angels come and help you. The rest of this year is going to be good. Trust me, okay? God. God bless.
And God bless all you callers. I really mean that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Let's move on here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Vicky. How are you?
Hi,
you
sorry about that drop call.
Wasn't a drop call. No, that was me at my desk yelling at somebody trying to get a meeting on a calendar. And I thought I muted my phone. So sorry, that was me. Sorry about that. I'm like, okay. And I just hung up the call. I'm like, oh, my God. I thought the phone was muted. Ugh.
Well, I tried to retrieve
anyway.
It. I didn't know if it was on my end or not. So, but you're here now. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, I had a conversation with someone, a male in my life yesterday. He was surprisingly chatty and very receptive and it was just interesting. I could tell he wasn't feeling well. And I think the thing that got me, is I told you last time he couldn't really look me in the eye, but yesterday he was just it stared me down. So I don't know. He was very much more open to talking and much nicer. much nicer.
That's answered prayer, isn't it?
It is.
That is really answered. Yeah. Would you like me to look at him?
Yeah.
Okay.
His name is James. And I did do some prayer work over him.
Good.
I just asked God to soften his heart.
Excuse me. It's much better, but it's still, that cough me last month, the doctor told me.
Oh, wow.
Little water there, that'll help. Okay, he is going to communicate that's your first card and that he wants to be responsible. I think he's learned a lesson here. Sometimes when we alienate ourselves from people out of fear or whatever the reason may be, and then you're really alone with yourself, that's really who you are. And I think he's really discovering who he is and hasn't for years. He's always kind of blamed everybody else. So he's trying to try to open up here, and he wants another opportunity with you. He just, even though he gets mad at you and he doesn't understand you or perceive you correctly sometimes, he can't get, you're under his skin. You're under his skin.
I mentioned the phone number. And he said, well, since we were talking about this device that we both have and I was going to give him mine because it's conking out. I said, well, I'll just give it to you. I don't use it. And then he said, well, take a picture and send it to me. I said, well, I don't have your phone number. And he just looked at me and kept walking. He kept walking, and I thought, okay, jerk. Anyway, I don't know if he's going to give me the phone number. What do you think?
First card was communication, so I think that it's the beginning of a new opportunity. Yeah, he's wanting, he's still got a little bit of mental struggle, a little bit of unhappiness in his life, but it's in the passing influence line. And he is working on trying to be more responsible and, because he's, let's put it this way, he's been alienating people from his life over things that he didn't want to face or hurt or pride or something like that. Pride's a stronghold. Oh, my God. It's okay to be proud of your kid graduating. I was really proud to see my granddaughter graduate. But it's the pride that you won't accept help or you won't listen or I'm never going to take charity, I was in a fire.
I said a lot lighter. Yeah.
Yeah, my husband got that way. We were in a fire. Here we are. We're on the street with the clothes on our back, and he goes, I go, just move out of my way and let me get us a place to stay.
Right.
You have to take steps sometimes, and you can't let pride stand in the way.
Well, I hope it does rekindle, and I hope he has learned a lesson. But
he's
going to
surprise you. He's really going to surprise you. I see exchange of another meeting, another chatty time, and and he's just a little bit of fear there, but it's going to happen. It's going to start over again.
What's the time frame?
Okay. Things are going to be fair this time. They're going to really be fair. I'm going to say within 5 days, 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd hear from him this weekend. I mean, he went on about everything he's doing and I'm like, we're still together. Like, oh, I'm going here, and then I'm just going to go home. And then I'm like, why are you telling me this stuff? It was almost like we had never stopped talking, and I'm just laughing to myself, like, okay, whatever. Okay. That was it.
Okay. And the Spirit of the Lord is pressing upon me to speak this over you in blessing. In Jesus' name, Satan, take your hands off of finances. Poverty, get your hands off of us. We have more than enough, and we're not living in this land of just enough any longer. Amen.
Amen. I was going to ask you about finances, but I said no.
Okay.
I mean, you can
see
look
the
at
spirit,
them.
The Spirit prompted me. See how that works?
Yeah, I was going
to, and
I said
we
no.
We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God.
Yes, we do. That's funny. I sure was going. I said no. And then you said that. I'm like, oh, wow.
Okay, I have the Ace of Coins, which means that's something valuable, very valuable. You need to, it's a combination of material and spiritual prosperity. So you're on the road to that. It should, mm-hmm. You should really see a big improvement. It shows you're tired. You've really had to, you know, survive, juggle. Boy, I know that
I've
Robin Peter
my
the
finances.
Baseball thing.
Yeah, I've looked
yeah,
at all
Robin
my finances.
Yeah, Robin Peter the baseball.
Yep.
But they're going to improve within a month. They're going
to
improve
exactly
within a month.
That's the time frame. By the end
yep.
of July, everything will be paid off. I just am going to sacrifice. It's got to get done. I want a house. So
yeah.
I got to do some things differently, you know. So
I'll keep you in my prayers.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy the rest
you
of your day.
Blessed.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. You too. Yeah.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Father God, as we close this radio broadcast today, and we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your ministry, for all that you've done for us, all that you went through, and even the agony in the garden, the whipping post, the cross. But now you're seated at the right hand of power, and we receive your grace today, and we praise you, and I ask for a blessing on each and every person that is listening, and each and every person that called, that good things will come in their life now, and help them to believe. It's up to us to believe. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your motivated preachers today. And we know that we're in the end times, and we reach out to those people that are living in hatred and bitterness. We pray for them today that they will find Jesus. Amen. Thank you, folks, and thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. I love this part. I look forward to these shows every month because I interact with people of like mind. We're coming together, as Scripture tells us to, and I thank God for all his wisdom that he shows to me to share with you. And I'll see you next month. Bye now.